Demeter became frantic when the girl didn't come home, and she rushed out to search for her. Speeding through the fields in her own chariot, she cried out her daughter's name, but she heard no answer. After searching through the day and the night, Demeter arrived at the glade where the earth had so violently upturned and trampled. And nearby, beside the uprooted bush, lay Persephone's paint pot. Demeter howled in rage and despair as dawn lit the horizon. As the sun rose, the birds answered with their own morning calls, and soon Demeter understood from these mysterious songs exactly what had happened and where her daughter had been taken. Falling to her knees, Demeter put her face in her hands and wept for her daughter. She looked up again when she heard the sound of small footsteps. A young boy had run into the field to pick some flowers. He had never seen a grown-up crying before, and he laughed at the strange sight. Once her bitter gaze fell upon him, however, he stopped laughing, for he had been transformed into a lizard, and the lizard snatched by a hawk that swooped down and carried him away. Demeter climbed into her chariot and sped back to Olympus. She charged into the throne room where Zeus sat. Jay and Adrian.
We have some props.
Yay!